On CCD class, the topic was the Bible. So the teacher said, tell me something you know about the Bible. And one little boy says, I know what the Bible means. And the teacher says, well, share it with the class. The boy said, well, the word Bible is spelled B-I-B-L-E. And I figured out what it stands for. Basic information before leaving Earth. So the Bible does give us that basic information we need before leaving Earth. You know, a lot of times Catholics, you know, don't know the Bible as well as we should. I remember the story of this two elderly gentlemen that had never taken a Bible study class, two Catholic gentlemen, so they decided to take their first Bible study class. And on the way out, the one fellow says, you know, George, I learned something new today. I'd always thought that Sodom and Gomorrah were husband and wife. His friend replied, I believe you, Sam, because I thought the epistles were the wives of the apostles. So there's a lot to learn when it comes to the Bible. And what I'd like to do is just in a few moments here, just give you a very brief overview of the four Gospels. Because every one of us, as this new year has begun, could make a good New Year's resolution to every day read the Bible for 5 minutes. Start with 5 minutes a day. Now, don't start with Leviticus, okay? Start with the Gospel of Mark. You know why you should start with Mark? Because it's the shortest gospel. And it's the easiest one to understand. It's action-packed. Now, Mark's gospel, as you know, each of the evangelists has a symbol. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And the symbol, they come from the book of Revelation. And Mark's symbol is the lion. Why is it the lion? Because the symbol is given to each of the Gospels the way it begins. And so Mark's Gospel begins in the temple of Jerusalem where the oxen were slain. And Mark begins with Zechariah in the temple. Again, the oxen were slain there. So, Let me go back 1 second. This is the third time I've given the homily. The last couple of times I started with Luke. Sorry about that. Today, this one I'm actually going to start with Mark. Mark's symbol is the lion because Mark's gospel starts with John the Baptist in the desert roaring like a lion, calling people to repentance. So Mark's gospel is symbol is the lion. And if you go to Venice, you'll go to St. Mark's Basilica, St. Mark's Square, and you'll see all these lions, because the lion is the symbol of Venice. So Mark's Gospel begins with John the Baptist roaring like a lion. And Mark's Gospel was written between 60 and 70 AD, and Mark wrote it for the busy Romans. And that's why it's short and action-packed. If you try to write a gospel to the New Yorkers, you have to keep it short and sweet. And so the busy Romans were the converts to, many of them converted to Christianity. And so St. Mark wrote his gospel to the Roman converts living there who had become Christian. So every time in Mark's gospel that there's a Jewish rite or a Jewish word, Mark explains it. And Mark's gospel, he tries to keep it very fast moving. Mark uses the word immediately or at once 42 times in his gospel. He gives us 18 of Jesus' miracles in that short gospel. And Mark's main theme is that Jesus is the Son of God. And it culminates when the Roman centurion thrusts the sword through the Lord's heart. He says, truly, this man was the Son of God. So that is St. Mark's gospel. I would recommend starting with that because it is the easiest and the shortest to read. And if you do want to read a good book about the New Testament, one of my favorite authors is Peter Kreeft. Peter Kreeft is a professor at Boston College, great philosopher, a convert from Calvinism, and he's like a modern-day C.S. Lewis. He wrote a book called Reading and Praying the New Testament. It's a very good overview of each of the Gospels, and in that, he does something very interesting. He compares the four evangelists to the four major figures in the original Star Trek series. Do any of you remember the original Star Trek series? You have Captain Kirk, you have Spock, you have Bones McCoy, and you have Scotty. And he says that the Star Trek character that most represents Scotty Mark is Scotty because Scotty is the engineer. He wants just the facts. And then Mark gives us just the facts. Now when you look at Luke, of course, now his symbol is the ox, because his gospel begins with Zechariah in the temple where the oxen were slain. Now Luke was a physician, so this was the easiest Star Trek character to figure out. Bones McCoy, because Dr. McCoy was a physician, St. Luke was a physician. And in St. Luke's gospel, he gives us interesting medical terminology. He's the one that tells us about Jesus going through the bloody sweat in the Garden of Gethsemane. And whenever Jesus worked a miracle, St. Luke would use scientific terms of a physician. Now, St. Luke was a disciple of St. Paul. He was the most educated of all of the four evangelists. As you can see from the gospel reading today, it's so beautifully written. He wrote to Theophilus, a leader. And he wrote in such beautiful, elegant Greek, which is now, of course, translated as we have it today. But St. Luke is trying to emphasize in his gospel, and actually we'll be reading St. Luke for the next 3 or 4 months at church. So notice the themes in St. Luke, that Jesus did not just come to save the Jews, he came to save everyone. He came to save the Gentiles as well. So Jesus is the Savior of the world, not just of the Jewish people, he's the Savior of the world. So you'll see that throughout Luke's gospel. Luke has been called the Gospel of Mercy because there's so many stories of compassion and forgiveness in Luke's gospel. The prodigal son, the good Samaritan, the good thief, these are all found in St. Luke's gospel. It's also called the Gospel of Women because St. Luke highlights women, Anna the prophetess, the Blessed Mother. We have the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Presentation in the temple, the Finding in the temple. This is all focused on our Lord and our Blessed Mother. So St. Luke, again, is such a beautiful author writing for the Gentile converts to Christianity. And then Matthew. Matthew is always listed first in the New Testament. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Why is that? Because Matthew is the bridge between the Old and New Testament. Matthew's main theme is that Jesus is the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, the long-awaited Messiah. St. Matthew has 100 references to the Old Testament, showing how Jesus fulfilled the Old Testament. And Matthew, his symbol is the man. And the symbol of the man because his gospel begins with the human genealogy of Christ. And Matthew, of course, was a tax collector, patron saint of the IRS. And Matthew, because he was a tax collector, knew how to keep a ledger and did things very much orderly and balanced. Matthew's gospel is very well written, very orderly and very balanced, like an accountant would write. Again, his main theme is Jesus is the Messiah, the long-awaited Jewish Messiah, who came to usher in the kingdom of God. The word kingdom of God appears 51 times in Matthew's gospel. So it's called the royal gospel, the regal gospel. And Matthew's symbol, according to Peter Kreeft, the best Star Trek character that you can remind yourself of Matthew, is Captain Kirk, the commander, the regal, the royal commander of the Enterprise. And lastly, John's gospel. So I'd recommend start with Mark, then Luke, then Matthew. The last gospel is John. And John's symbol is the eagle, because his gospel begins in the heavens. It soars above all the other gospels. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So John's gospel is profound. It's unique and different than the other three gospels. John wrote this perhaps in the year 90 or 100 AD, and he had been a disciple since he was 16 years old, so he had 70 years to reflect upon his love of Christ. And so his gospel is very deep, very profound. He only emphasizes 7 miracles in his gospel. His main theme is that Jesus is God, the divinity of Christ. He talks a great deal about the Blessed Trinity, Our Lady, the sacraments, especially the Eucharist in John chapter 6, and the commandment to love one another. They say when John was elderly, they would carry him out in a chair and he would give a sermon and he would keep repeating, "Little children, love one another." Now, of course, the Star Trek character that most represents John is Spock because of his deep, profound philosophy and his intelligence. So there we have the four Gospels. So I'd recommend begin with Mark, then go to Luke, then go to Matthew, then go to John. And after you're done that, then you can work your way into the Acts of the Apostles and the other Gospel, the other letters in the New Testament. So again, it's very easy. And I would recommend, remember what St. Jerome says. He says that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ, which means that knowledge of Scripture is knowledge of Christ. If you want to get to know Jesus, we need to read the Gospel. So I would say not only would reading the Gospels change your life, if you did that for 5 minutes a day, prayerfully, slowly, but it will give you the basic information you need before leaving Earth.